Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. My co-host today is Sabina Miller.
Hello.
And of course, everybody, we know it's 11:30. So 11:30 brings us to the Christina Liu Show. But this morning we have a little bit of a problem going into the Christina Liu Show, and it occurred during the break. Sabina Miller is the queen of the savvy seniors, and she's pushing her crown around a bit this morning. So there's a little bit of a catfight going on.
I said, listen, Sabina's lucky I like her very much, or I would not, you know, mention another queen in this room. But Sabina, yes, we just we saw a nice article that was in the paper of Sabina with her crown on and her fancy robe that she said she got to keep. I'm sure she walks around the house in it all the time.
Yes, it's a long red velour robe with white fur down the front and my crown. And they're very impressed when I take the gold.
But I think it's really important because I know that I think this is the sixth year they've been doing this, the Savvy Senior Awards. And it's really for someone who's very involved in the community. And, you know, she didn't just win it based on her good looks. It's all the good stuff that she's done over the years and the volunteer work.
Well, so. I just want to say one thing about the luncheon that they give. Normally, I don't know about men who go to luncheons and meetings, but when a woman goes, she stands at the door and looks around the room at all the people to see if she knows anybody to sit with, someone she has something in common with. I walked into this room. There were 200 seniors sitting at round tables, and I thought to myself, they all do community service. I thought, I can sit any place. I have something in common with everybody in this room. And it's important.
And Sabina's definitely not shy, so I think she was okay. But congratulations again, Sabina.
Thank you.
For your award. And, you know, just take it off me, too. We do a lot of talking about my birthday on this show. But today is actually my husband's birthday, so I have to give him a happy birthday shout-out. He deserves it, certainly. So we'll steal my thunder away a little bit.
So now we know that Jay's birthday is 204 days.
There
because
we go.
Mine is 200. Today's his birthday.
Yep, today's
it's 203 days after your birthday.
That's right. And that's what it's always known as, the two, you know. But happy birthday, Jay.
That's wonderful. Happy birthday, Jay, from everybody.
Yeah. I told him to tune in, so hopefully he heard. So I'm battling everyone. Mind my voice. I'm battling a little bit of a cold. But we have amazing, amazing things coming up. It's, you know, 'tis the season for Halloween stuff is coming up. I think everyone should definitely try and check out the War of the Worlds. I actually saw it the first time, and it was an amazing.
Oh, did you? Yeah, I'm definitely
going. It's really, and they're so talented, and it's fun. It's nostalgic watching it, and they have the sound effects. I mean, I really encourage everyone, but it's such a nominal charge, and it's a fun time to go out. So I definitely think everyone should check that out
And Kate has been on before, and Kate's wonderful. And now we met John for the first time, and he comes across as a one. So you said it, Sabina. They have to own it. So, I mean, the people who are involved in this are doing it basically out of love. It's what they want to do. So I do agree with you. It should be great.
Yes. They're not making a great living.
Right, exactly.
And it's really fun. You just feel a part of it, and it's really an amazing experience.
And it's a little different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's October 29th, 7 o'clock at Hillwood Recital Hall, which is right here next to the radio station on the campus of LIU.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the Town North Hempstead also will be having, it's actually today is one of them. I'm a little upset I'm missing it because I'm sure there's some great costumes. There's the Halloween dance at Clint G. Martin Park occurring right now, which I saw them decorating yesterday and it looked phenomenal. And there's going to be one next Friday at the Yes We Can Community Center.
What time is that one?
Actually, it's going to be at Fuchsia Park. I just look at the notes. It's Fuchsia Park, not Yes We Can. And that's going to be at 11 a.m. also.
Both at 11, okay.
Mm-hmm. So definitely think everyone should go there. They're really, community service does a great job putting them on. So you can call 311 for more information about that. And we were talking about it last week as well, which I think is a fun thing to do with your grandchildren, is the spooky walk at Clark Botanic Garden, which is a beautiful park in general, but they make it all spooky. And you could go with your grandchildren. They also have the not so spooky walk which is that Sunday. So if you're interested in the Spooky Walk, it's going to be starting tonight, and it's tomorrow from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And Sunday is the not-so-spooky walk from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m.
But you can go without your grandchildren, can't you?
Absolutely.
With a friend?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one thing is, I do want to, I went last year. There's a line getting in.
Yeah.
This thing filled, I mean, you won't be turned away, but don't think you're going to get there and walk right in. You're going to get online because it really is. They do a tremendous job.
No, but it's the time, we live in the time of lines.
Right, right. That's true, too, though.
And the walk is $5, and the not-so-spooky walk is $3. And there's going to be carnival rides there, too, so it's a fun little...
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
They
okay.
added that this year. And I used to go all the time when I was a little girl, and it was a great time. So I definitely encourage everyone to go. And on top of that, you know, in addition to Halloween stuff, it's also the time of year for Medicare open enrollment, which I know is... really, really important, and we're trying to educate as many people as we possibly can on this topic. Was it last week, John, we had someone on? Or talking about it 2 weeks ago, we had someone talking about open enrollment Medicare. And
it was last week, Joe Mazzo. Yeah. And he's going to be coming, he's going to be doing a
yes,
program.
Absolutely. He's going to be, actually, Monday, he's going to be doing a presentation, Joe Mazzo, and he's from Family and Children's HICAP program at Clinton G. Martin Park at 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. He's going to be talking, doing the same talk. And it's really, I mean, it's a very complex thing to navigate. So, I mean, just on the show alone, I think, you know, we had Otto co-hosting that day, who's very organized. Otto's one of our most organized men I know out there. And it's really a complex thing, and there's a lot of questions you need to ask.
And he's having trouble navigating.
Yeah.
He can't go. He's told me he's going to be in Connecticut.
Oh.
But he's going to wind up calling him because he says, you know, you try to do it on your own. It's very difficult.
And, you know, it's a very individualized experience, you know, so it's really based upon what kind of, you know, especially the medication portion.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's that in itself is like, you know, what's covered, what's not covered. You know, a lot of people, I think, just have... don't take the initiative to seek out different changes and just, you know, let it roll over, you know, which might be okay. But there's also a lot of changes. And this year, Joe was saying that there was a lot of changes. So it definitely encouraged people to go there. And you could hear other people's talks, you know, I mean, other people's mm-hmm. questions. It's really, I think, just beneficial. And they're definitely booking up quick. So call 311 if you're interested in attending that. And then on Tuesday, the next day, October 27th, there's going to be a Medicare Part D chat, and that's, you know, just dealing with prescriptions. That's going to be Danielle Ezzo, and she's from St. John's University Pharmacy, and they're amazing. They know everything to know. We've had them on the radio before, and they're absolutely wonderful. And you can call, and they'll actually schedule an individual appointment with you where you could bring all of your medications and sit with the pharmacist and go over your best option. So that is going to be appointment start at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, October 27th. But you have to call 311 to make your appointment for that one. And then we're going to have another Medicare update at the Yes We Can Community Center on Friday, October 30th at 10 a.m. So we try to really offer these programs all throughout the town. So you could, you know, if you can't make it one day, there's somewhere else you can go. And no matter where you live within the town, you can go to
anywhere. As a senior with Medicare, I'd like to ask you a question. I have Medicare Part A, Part D, mm-hmm. I've got all that. I have a prescription drug plan. I have a wraparound to Medicare. Mm-hmm. Why? Now you're saying I can go and change some of that?
Yep, yeah, because...
why?
There's certain things that actually might be cheaper, and certain the coverage changes each year from year
right.
to year. So something that you might have been covered for, you know, last year,
yeah.
you might not be covered for this year.
Uh-huh.
And there's only a brief window that you could do this. So it's from October 15th to December 7th is the period that you're able to make these changes.
If I remember correctly what Joe said, there's 19 different options
mm-hmm.
for prescriptions.
Alone, right. And that's just
and that some of your prescriptions may be getting a 20% copay on one plan, but a 50% on the other. So you have to put your prescriptions in
right.
to see what prescriptions you take
yeah.
to get the best plan for you.
And there's a bunch. I know on the Medicare website, you're able to actually type in these things, and it'll give
right.
you a gist. But even Otto was saying that, you know, he's computer savvy, Otto, in doing this. But you also sometimes just need someone to ask the direct questions to. And I think it's great because you're getting people who, I mean, they're extremely busy this time of year.
Imagine
they're offering this program that's just is
I
invaluable.
Have a private prescription plan, and they pay a nice amount of money, but I pay a nice amount of money for that every single year.
Right.
And that's why these are the kind of questions that you would ask. You know, because even Otto, you know, had shared last week that he had a great, you know, plan from he's retired, and they were covering all this stuff, and this is the year that all of a sudden there was a big change. So it's important to ask questions and know where you're able to save money.
And the important
thing it's
is,
a free program,
right,
so why
the
not?
The service is being offered. Take a moment and confirm what you're doing is the best for you. That's
absolutely.
All.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so, check that out. Any of these dates, if you need them again, you can just call 311, and they'll be able to give you all that information. So definitely check it out.
Just actually one thing which I saw, which was I thought important, is Supervisor Bosworth. She's all over the town. I mean, she really is one of the – she's a supervisor of the people. But her and Anna Kaplan, our councilwoman, had the ribbon cutting for the continued – improvement of the Manhasset Valley Park, which has really over the last like maybe 5 years.
It's amazing. The difference has absolutely been, it's a beauty. They've really, you know, done great things, both of them together. And what I also thought was great too is that, like we were saying, I don't know when Supervisor Bosworth actually sleeps because she seems to be everywhere.
We should have had her on the first segment.
We might want to hook her up with Dr. Ahmed after all this, but. She was also at the Viscardi Center in Albertson, had a bike ride fundraiser that I heard was a great success, and she was there as well. And you know, the Viscardi Center, I think, is just another amazing service and program within in the town that really does amazing work for children and adults with disabilities. And I've had the fortune of going there and really seeing what they do, and it's incredible. So I think it's important that we all, you know, we're all about partnerships in North Hempstead.
We're almost up for this first segment. Do you believe it? Claudia, who is now with
Viscardi,
sent me a video. I don't know if you
saw it. Yes, I saw the video. I was crying.
Oh, God. It's, you know.
It was amazing. It was an amazing video that they had. It was JetBlue partnered with Viscardi Center, and I thought it was amazing. They actually trained all the staff people how to work with certain people with disabilities because it's so varied, and just be feeling, you know, comforted, especially these children who never got to be on an airplane before, you know, and it was just an amazing experience. So it's just great work. We like to give a shout out to everyone that does, you know, great work in North Hempstead.
But that's it. At the end of the day, Project is Independence is tremendous, but what it has done has just gone out into the community and brought awareness to all these other organizations, just as an aside, actually, almost by mistake.
Yep.
Everybody else is coming
and
to
you
light
know,
of quality.
It's several years now that I've been a
senior. We only have several seconds before the break.
Okay. So but I've never been a senior before that. It is a wonderful time to be a senior in the town of North Hempstead.
That's right.
Perfectly said. What we're going to do now is we're going to take our first break, and we're going to have to take 2 minutes away from the Christina Liu Show. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.